Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Thank you for this time of manifestation of your glory and dealing with darkness and bringing your sons into maturity. We praise you for that, that you're a God that knows how to correct and you're a God that knows how to bless. And we appreciate that, Lord. We think of the time of Noah, we saw that in the midst of the situation, that there was those that were saved and those that were taken out, Lord. So but we thank you for a new and a better covenant, Lord, that you bring down those that are on the wrong path, on the broad way, Lord, so that they can wake up, Lord, and come into the narrow path that leads to life through Jesus, and then find their destiny and their purpose. And those that are on the narrow road has come through Jesus, Lord. I just thank you for your blessings that be upon them, Lord, that we can see the sons of God manifested in these last days, so as to give hope and encouragement to those around us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, disciples, dedicated, disciplined followers of Jesus. Psalm 97 and the last two verses 11 and 12, and we're reading from the TPT.
For he sows seeds of light within his devoted lovers, and seeds of joy burst forth for the lovers of God. So be glad and continue to give him thanks, for God's holiness is seen in everything he does.
Hallelujah. When I just see the sowing seeds, I think of the parable of the seed and the sower, and it's such an important parable. Afterwards, in one of the translations, he actually says, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand anything else? Because this is a parable that where the tacky hits the tarmac. Do you love God's word? Have you taken hold of God's word? Are you walking conscious of his word in your day and overcoming situations? And it's basically, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Are you living by that which God breathes in you, into you, works, working it in you to will and to do? Hallelujah. So yeah, the parable, the seed of the sower, we've heard it so many times, but we need to ponder on it again. The first seeds fell, and the person had no understanding. He didn't see this as valuable. He didn't see this as God working in him. And it's the seeds that the birds came and stole. And that's the devil. So it's the powers of darkness, as we saw in this week. The very ones that once worshipped God that are now running the wrong race, running a race to the lake of fire, deceiving people and then taking away the understanding of the goodness of God that is towards them. That's the first seed. The second seed falls, and the person is happy for a while, but then it goes into the day, and the day gets hotter, and the seed does stops bearing fruit. And this is the one that looks into the mirror of the word, or years the beauty of the goodness of God that is available to him, and he's all excited and on fire for the Messiah in that time. But then when the devil comes to test, and God, his word in other places, you need to always put scripture together with scripture. In other places, he says, you'll not be tested beyond what you can handle. So you've actually, and whatever the devil is trying to steal, we can see in this parable of the seed and the sower, is always coming against you, who you are. You are a seed of God. But then also God waters that seed. He gives you seeds of truth so that that word can come to pass. And that word is big and powerful and strong enough to overcome every bit of darkness, every attack of the evil one. So it's good to get happy and joyful when you wake up to these great and precious promises, the goodness of God. But then you need to know it's going to get tested by the devil, and you've got to hold going. If you go back to what you got the morning and the truth that is in you, that is what the devil is after, and you stand on that, the devil will flee from you. And in that parable, we see he wasn't able to bring forth that goodness a hundredfold. So it was maybe 30-fold. He just had the joy of the Lord for a time, but as soon as it was tested, he lost it. Where he could have had more joy, more experiences, God would have come through for him. And then the third one, a parable of the seed and the sower, is the one that's got all these things, that is knows about all these things, or it's God has in given eternity to each and every one. It's born, we've got it. Each and every one has got a story written out in heaven, but not everyone takes hold of that. We can go and we don't take hold of that and get into the word and understand what is required to bring forth the goodness of God, like a mother would birth a child, and they don't, and then they get caught up in the cares of this world, and that's what it speaks about there. The thorns and the thistles overcome. Their love for the world is greater than their love for God, or the love of the world has just totally obliterated the love and the goodness of God that he's got towards them. So they've made a choice to go on the broad way and not the narrow way of staying in Jesus, walking with Jesus, because salvation is not just calling on the Lord one day. It's calling, it's hearing from God, hearing his leading, he's calling you, and then walking with him every day. It's a daily walk into the holiness, into the plan of God, into the love of God. It just gets bigger and bigger. It's like a child. These first small things that you need to take hold of to develop you, and then God keeps you, and then you grow, start growing up, and you're starting to feed more and hear more and experience more. And and then it talks about that seed that falls into good ground, a heart that receives it is happy, it's hallelujah, come home. And then it's a heart that just goes through all those stages. It understands, it believes, it knows God is with him, that God is all over, and he's got the best plan, and sticks with God, goes through the testings, and grows more even in the testings, and doesn't allow the cares of this world to come in and take away. And he enjoys the realities of the kingdom of God that is here 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Amen. So be blessed as you understand, and you know you've got a very present God that is with you, that wants your testimony to speak at this time. And you were born for a time such as this, where the maturity and the goodness of God can come forth a hundredfold in your life. Amen.
Amen.